on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Well, welcome everybody to the 100th episode of the Informant Podcast. We have no idea what we're going to do tonight, but it ought to be enjoyable and fun nonetheless.
Exactly. It's hard to believe we've done it 100 times.
That's what she said.
Oh, God.
Couldn't resist.
But that was just counting.
I think tonight we're gonna obviously cover some game stuff, obviously, because there's plenty of that going on.
What game?
The Mafia Wars 2.
Farmville.
And then
this is the Mafia Wars 2 podcast.
Oh, okay, good. I'm right there.
We're all quitting Mafia Wars and we're gonna start playing Mafia.
And apparently there's some uproar in Farmville. So we could go over that too.
Farmville? Yeah.
That's the word.
They're having the same issues that we are. It's kind of funny.
They're frustrated over events.
They have event fatigue as well.
Oh well.
Yep.
Exactly.
I got a couple of things to cover in Spockholm tonight, because obviously the big thing that's going to come out as a result of timing to the show is the toolbar will be released sometime tomorrow when the show airs.
Awesome.
So that'll be out to the general public, and that'll be fun. And the other one is, I don't know if we've posted it yet, but it's one we probably ought to make available for a lot of families that now share war posts links with their own families to try to prevent them from being snatched up by the Autobots. We've got a small Spocklet called the War Poster, and we've been using
it. Small Spocklet.
Yes, that's what
that's
I
what
said.
She said.
And in our. So we have this Spocklet called the War Poster, and it's very simple and easy to use. And what it does is it looks at all your groups, and then it lets you post your war, the war that declare war, in whatever group you want to. So if you're going to share it only with your family, then you can publish just to your family wall. So it makes it nice that if you don't want your, you know, to publish it out as a main link on the main, you know, feed for everybody to snatch up and your war's done in 2.5 seconds and you want to share those rewards with your family, then this is a great way to go. And hopefully as they release new levels of wars, then that'll be, you know, pretty handy. So, and then
it's nice.
Yeah, it's a nice little tool. Now,
I don't know what I would do without it at this point.
Now, let me think if there's anything else, because I think that's probably the two things I wanted to cover, and I know we're going to have a long show. Possibly a long show, so I just wanted to make sure I got those couple of things out. And
awesome. What's going on with you, Jen?
Same old, same old. Too much stuff to possibly cover. And
I know.
So you're not going to cover anything?
Nothing. No, I'll cover a few major things.
This and that.
Right off the bat, I would like to correct myself from the last show. I did not know what the term internet meme was, and I called it a meme. So if you all think I'm stupid, I was at the time, but now I know.
She's been educated.
Yes. So that was referring to the crates. One thing that everyone seems to be having issues with, but I think they'll figure it out, is that for some reason Zynga changed the time on your daily take and your free gift limit when you hit the 200. It used to reset at 12 a.m. your local time, and now it's resetting at 12 a.m. Zynga time. And I don't know if they intended to do that, if it was a mistake and they'll move it back, but a lot of people aren't too happy about it. And for a while they thought they were missing their daily take, or, you know, I think it's nicer to start things out at midnight and then you have your whole day. You don't have to like factor in time zones. So I hope they change that back. I live in Zynga time, so it doesn't bother me, but it's affecting a lot of people, especially on the other side of the world.
You live in Zynga time, huh?
Yeah. Okay. Well, Las Vegas is in the same time zone.
Mm-hmm. So she can't help it.
That,
it's just the way
you know,
it is.
That might affect your gameplay of, you know, what the certain times you do things. You'll have to get back on a schedule for that.
Unless you're sleeping during those hours and it doesn't matter anyway, like some people.
Well, like I like to get everything done right at midnight, because if I don't do it then when it's quiet, I'm not going to get a chance to get to it.
Right.
the really big news to Zynga, I don't know about to us, but it's we're coming on their 3-year anniversary. So every day they're giving us a free gift at midnight, their time. And the first day we got a gun, it was like one of the Chicago weapons. Stats weren't that great, like 72.
Weak.
Yeah. So we're like, oh, maybe they'll get better every day. So the second day comes around, and it's a bulletproof vest.
Weaker. Some,
yeah, with stats of 5 and 8, and you can buy it in New York with New York cash.
Really lame. So,
yeah, it's like a big joke. Everyone's kind of getting a kick out of it. So I guess for that, it was more entertaining than the first day. You know, the first day, you're just like, oh, that sucks. It could help somebody. Like Chester, maybe. But
possibly.
The stab-proof vest isn't going to help a soul. And it I don't know what... And it makes you wonder. And then to make it even more comical, with these free gifts, if you really like it and are into it, you can buy another one for 15 reward points. And you can buy the stab-proof or bulletproof vest for 15 reward points.
What is it, stab or bullet?
It's bulletproof. I'm sorry.
I bet you'll also bring a knife to a gunfight, won't you?
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
I bring 501 weapons when I go to a fight.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I don't know if they just don't know the game and they think, oh, people might want one of these and not realize that you could have a million of them if you wanted. Probably a trillion of them if you wanted.
They may as well give out parade balloons.
A million, trillion.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. A parade balloon has higher stats.
I know. Isn't that sad?
So it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, it's something free. You wouldn't be getting it anyway, so it's really not a big deal. But it's just like, well, what are you thanking us for? Are you really trying to get us to go to this Mafia Wars 2?
Well, no.
Get the feeling they are.
What they should have did was they should have created a collection. And then if you play every day, then you get every element of the collection. And even if it didn't have any stats, you'd at least feel like you accomplished something.
Right.
Yeah.
They missed the simplest things.
Right. You have good ideas, Pete. And I wanted to touch on the fact that remember 2 shows ago where you and Chester had an elaborate conversation on what would be better with the family battles?
Yes.
Were we drunk?
We might have been.
I wasn't here for that. I don't remember.
You didn't interrupt them. They wouldn't stop.
We were on a roll. We had all kinds of options on the table.
And the show is actually shorter than this whole conversation that I had to interrupt because I had to go. But what we got is on they announced on Mafia Wars Live and on their blog post this and next week that all they said was the family battles were going to be tweaked and we had listened to your feedback. And I could guarantee 100% they listened to the show and heard your ideas, and I bet you we're going to see some of the things you two discussed.
I hope so. That'd be nice.
What the hell were we talking about?
We talked about the idea of making them
options.
Yeah, they start immediately. There's no bantering back and forth on whether or not you accept or you don't accept. If someone declares war on you, it's on.
Oh, yeah. So.
And then the other one I said, which I'd really like to see, and I kind of think of it like playing air hockey. You got 7 points. If you've beat down another person's wall 7 times to 0, where there's nothing left, then the war should be over.
Here they go again, Jana.
Okay. No, yeah.
But anyway.
It's rubbing off on Zynga.
But anyway, I just thought that it would make some sense to have a way to get out of a war if you're getting pelted to death.
Right, because I've seen that. And they're,
Chester had a great idea, too, which was the you know, throwing up the white flag. There'd be an option in there to just bail out with a white flag.
That
may be the more
about?
Common, but yeah.
Wasn't that one of the original ideas on the table?
Yeah, that was when Chester was there. I think even when we were at Zynga headquarters, it was there mentioned.
But I think they're going to have to do something with timers and points and all that, because one family could, you know, have a battle with a fake family, like an energy account family.
Oh, you're right.
Like, raking up mastery. But the thing is,
there's no prizes.
Yeah, the rewards aren't. We're like our family. We haven't even done that many. So they really need to offer more incentive, and maybe they will.
I've been enjoying them. I think they're kind of fun. But the incentive would be nice too. That you're like, I thought we were going to get badges or some sort of.
Well, we do get badges.
Yeah, but they're really late. Cheesy. Yeah.
We don't need no stinking badges.
There's something cool.
But there should be some kind of, you know, like we have with declaring the declare war feature, you get some kind of prize for winning a war. there should be something comparable.
Like different tiers.
Yeah, you know, each war you win, you get an option of some type of loot. And maybe that's what they're going to tweak too. I don't know. But
or even if it was part of your family mastery, you know, of the progression.
Right. Yeah, because that's going to, you know, be the longest hurdle for families.
Especially when it doesn't work daily.
Oh, that's exactly. So annoying. It's still going on.
Every other day for me.
Yeah, every day you see four or five people in your family, because we have like a spreadsheet or a post where everyone needs to comment when they finish.
Uh-huh.
And every day without fail, it'll be five or six random different people saying, mine didn't reset. And I said on the last show, like, I didn't even bother writing customer support because I was irritated. Well, then I had time, so I wrote to them, and they haven't even written me back or compensated me.
I wouldn't either.
I don't know.
You really wouldn't either.
And kind of big news for the trading world, but it's not really as great as it sounds unless it comes out in the game differently. But they did announce that this coming week that all the gifts, all the loot items with stats of 85 or below will be giftable. Uh-huh. But, you know, it was like last time they made it 65 was the cutoff. Well, when you think about it, between then and now, the loot item stats per average went skyrocketed. So, you know, when your best weapon out there is like 110, what's the 85 gift going to do? And you say, well, it'll help lower level players. Well, we don't have that many lower level players.
No, a handful. You know?
And everyone wants the best loot. That's what you strive for. So they really need to come up with something better, I think. People are happy they're doing that, but they all say the same thing. It's not enough. Give us something that's going to be worth something to trade. Because the trading sites, you know, they all did such great work establishing these sites and maintaining them. And the field's just been dead. And it's all because of Zynga.
Zynga or Zynga?
She's gotten really good at saying Zynga.
I have.
I don't think the fans like that.
So hopefully we'll see something better than just a random cutoff number. I don't think that's a good way to do it. You know, maybe have your second best loot, like make all this Brazil loot giftable because Chicago's out now. Now, granted, we only had the first three districts open. There's two more districts, so you're not going to see anything great in these three districts as far as loot and experience ratios. Although there's two jobs in the second district that have a experience energy ratio greater than 2.0. And it's kind of scary, too. The last job of District 3, like, the energy cost is over 900. And when you think there's two more districts to come. And then they'll probably
ridiculous.
Yeah, they'll probably do, like, the three more how they've done with every other city.
It's nuts.
So it'll be interesting to see. And we also have three new properties and two more to come. And so far, everything is identical to Brazil. So I'm hoping those last two properties will also offer energy and stamina.
Me, too.
But knowing Zynga, like, they'll probably have one will generate health or something lame like that.
Mm-hmm.
But
I hope
we'll
not.
See. Now, it's a good idea. These property parts, which we talked about on the last show, they are giftable. You can use the Linkinator is for free gifts, but they're also giftable from one person to another, like the regular gifting system. And you need quite a few of them. So even if you've upgraded your three properties to level 10, you're going to have two more in the very near future. So you might want to start collecting these gifts. And they do drop in jobs. Like, I would estimate maybe one or two a day will drop from a job. So if they do take away the free gift option for those, we're all screwed. That's why you should be collecting them
now.
You're screwed. We're all screwed.
You're screwed. I don't collect shit. I don't worry about all that crap.
Well, you don't like to have a fully...
I just want to kill.
That's all he cares about.
Just on a killing spree.
That's right. That's all I do is I whack people.
It's just therapy.
I don't give a shit about jobs. I don't give a shit about I got to get this mission and that crap. I just want to kill somebody.
Right. And, you know, different types of players. We're getting another limited time upgrade property. Don't hold your excitement. You know the lame
like
properties we have to
Tad's
upgrade
gun, them? Yeah. Gun shop.
No, we were told there would be three. And it looks like they're going to give us a new one every week.
Oh, dear.
I know.
What about
they
the icing
really
events?
Don't want people to play this game, do they?
The icing events have gone to one every other week.
Okay. So. All right. That's I'd seen some rumors about them stopping, so I wasn't even sure. There's so many rumors floating around this week.
And who cares? I mean, you're going to get that many ices in 2 weeks anyways.
How many ices?
1,500.
Holy well, maybe, crap.
Maybe you won't. But
I mean, it's...
if you have more than...
The thing is that I'm always iced all the time, people.
Yeah.
Left and right, so it's...
It's hard, yeah.
That's what she said.
And the last thing to do is everybody, although I've seen people say they still don't have them, but everybody should have power packs now.
Yay, I finally got my power packs back.
Yeah, I finally got the power pack.
And you know what cracks me up is we've been following this power pack quote-unquote experiment since day one. We've clearly stated that you have to choose between energy or stamina now. And all the people that are just getting them are acting like this is some major discovery. Like they didn't know. And it's like, do people read? I don't think they do.
Nope, we don't.
And I know Pete doesn't.
He can say so.
So everyone's like, hey, you have to choose between energy and stamina. You're like, yeah, that's like 3 weeks old.
Although I did read your blog today because I was struggling with a...
Get the devil a parka.
Yep. Yep. I got that limited time mission in Chicago, and I got to the level 4 part and finished it where he got that gun. And then that was it. Everything disappeared. I got nothing after that.
So you
I know. So I thought, well, is it actually over then? I said, hey, let me go check out Jen's blog, see if it's been, she's got the walkthrough done on it. Sure enough, you did, and I'm missing about five levels after that. So
yeah, there's 8 parts.
No, you're not. Everything's fine.
Well, and it's funny too because we touched on this on the last show. I don't think many people are going to finish this one.
Yeah, not if it's not working, especially.
Yeah, I mean, there's all these bugs with it, and I think they fixed it on the third part where you can rob in New York now.
Yeah, that did work for me. I got that done. But yeah, I noticed now you got a lot of crafting stuff, which is still out there to do. Which
declare
means...
war like 6 times,
and then 8 times after that one.
That's for the Chicago mission, which is different than the limited time mission.
It's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Crazy, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
All right.
The hospital's changed again. Bastards.
What hospital?
Yes, the hospital's changed again.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Maybe just for you.
Yeah, power packs on the left, hospital on the right, booster balls on the bottom.
No, that changed a long time ago.
No, not for me.
Well, when you get power packs, the hospital also changes. So if you didn't have... packs, okay, yeah, that's old news too. Mm-hmm. You're like those people that say, hey,
can't believe there's something new in the game,
it's gotta change. But no, this has been out since power packs were implemented over a month ago. But if you didn't have power packs, you wouldn't have seen the new hospital. But
well, I had them and then they took them.
Liked it. Chester,
what?
We discussed the new hospital, and you liked it, and you were raving about the timer.
Correct, and then it went away.
Oh, okay, so now you got it back. And the only thing is there is a boost your health option, and we did discuss that on the last show. Mm. So I don't think we need to review it again, because you have to pay 5 reward points for it.
Well, I guess she told you.
But I tell you what, I used that in the last...
it's cool. Yeah, I've used it a few times.
The last mock that we had, and just... People just dumped hundreds and hundreds of stam into me and couldn't get nuts.
Well, if you use a power pack at the same time, you can quadruple your health. So I had like 12,000 health. It was cool. Not worth 5 reward points, but it was fun to try.
Plus, I think Chester was in like witness protection or something because it was impossible to get an ice on him. It just makes no sense.
I should have told me. I would have tried too.
Yeah. I don't know what he was doing. He had some kind of force field around him.
Or actually, I have about 6,000 stem.
He had a Zingon cloaking device.
The funny thing is you couldn't gift him either. So he couldn't get anything either. So that works.
But there'll be more on Chicago, and that's about really it. I could go on for hours about stuff, but that's the basics.
Cool. Well, what about all the rumors about Facebook charging? Will you please...
Oh, my God. Well, please, that's so set people up. I know that's been going on for years.
Yeah, but people are so adamant about it.
I know, it was on my fan page too, and I just made a comment that anyone posting that should be removed from your mafia.
I know.
Jen, why don't you post that?
But no, Facebook is not charging. Now, we didn't really talk about how they jacked up Facebook, so now it's all different again.
Totally jacked up.
And the news feeds are all messed up. I've seen a few hints going around the news feed. If you uncheck this or click that, you'll get them back to normal. And I tried all the ways, and it lasts for maybe 5 minutes. So I didn't bother posting about it because it really wasn't helpful. Because then the next day, it doesn't work the same.
It's really irritating.
Yeah, I think Zynga should be most upset about this because you don't see many Mafia Wars posts anymore.
It's out of control.
Well, and they broke my remove friends Spocklet too. So I'm trying to figure out a workaround for that now too.
They go breaking everything on us.
Yep.
And you know, remember last time it changed and everyone freaked out. I'm going to quit Mafia Wars. I can't even see the news feeds. Oh, my God. And then, like, after 2 weeks, everyone was used to it. So I'm thinking we'll get used to it.
This one's different, though. This is a worse change than that one.
It is pretty bad because of the news feed situation. And when I find something that actually does work, I'll post it. I've gotten a few links to scripts that will remove, like, now we have a Facebook ticker, different from the app ticker.
Mm-hmm.
And some people just don't like something scrolling on their screen. There's a way to remove that, but I haven't wanted to use that because I don't know if it's going to affect anything with the toolbar, the Spot Home toolbar. I haven't tried either. I don't like to have too many extensions going at the same time.
Right.
And right now my extension of choice is the Spot Home toolbar because it's so awesome.
Sweet. I love it.
Plug, plug.
No, but it really is nice, and I had to deactivate it when I was working on Chicago. my kissy, Chicago blog post, and I really missed it because I wanted the artwork or the pictures to be what you actually see in game, and I didn't want all the Spotcom toolbar stuff on it, which is very helpful information if you're just playing. But if you want to take a picture of it, I wanted that to be gone, and I really missed it. Like, I couldn't wait to reactivate it.
People are going to really love this.
So oh, yeah.
It is really cool.
It's the bee's knees.
I haven't even seen it.
Well, it's pretty sweet. So you'll have to check it out
bee's
there, Chester.
Bee's knees.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying. Word on the street. The bee's knees. Well, anything else, Jen?
Nope, that's it.
All right, Chester. What's up with you?
What?
What's up?
I'm killing people.
Are you? I've been trying to focus on the show. We did start our 100-episode mock war as we started recording tonight.
That's right. So that's where my attention span has been. Icing people and trying to bark and heal, you monsters.
Yes, and thank you and Mike Nestor for our avatars. They're really fun.
That's right.
Thanks for calling the Informant Podcast. Hello. Trader Nogo here. Hey, Trader Nogo, how's it going? Very good, I think. Tried to find my way to Chicago and ran into some trouble at airport again. Sorry. But want to take a moment, congratulate you on the 100th episode of the Informant Podcast. So, what exactly got you hung up at the airport again? I tried to take a giraffe first class. They don't like animals on airplanes. Have run in with TSA agent again. Long story. Gotta go. See you later. Bye-bye. Well, that was interesting. Thanks for giving us a call there, Trader No Go. Hope to talk to you again soon. Hope your things get worked out with the TSA agent. Seems like you always seem to have a little bit of a problem traveling through airports. That's pretty
funny. On our Happy 100, when we asked people to tell us what their favorite podcast or episode was.
That was kind of funny.
One of them said, tried to make a drinking game out of Chester's size, but I don't remember many stories past. So what's new, Jen? The rest is a Scotch color blur.
I don't think I saw that one. Where is it?
It's in discussions on the Informant.
Oh, okay. I'll have to read it tonight.
Well, let's pull Mike in.
Yeah.
Should we take him out of the hopper?
I don't know. Leave him in the hopper. Just open
up. He's running around that circle that keeps it.
He runs around like a little gerbil in a what do you call it?
He fuels the energy for the hopper.
The exercise wheel.
The exercise wheel.
What the hell?
You're the next guest.
How's it feel to be out of the hopper?
Come on down.
Pretty good. A little bit dizzy.
Don't know what to do with your newfound freedom.
That's right.
He's lady, comfortable
we didn't even in put large a leash space. On him.
Ladies and gentlemen that don't know, Mike Nestor. Mike Nestor works behind the scenes, does a lot of stuff for us with the maintaining our pages and helping with posts and all kinds of stuff. So he's
don't forget YouTube.
He's very handy, and especially with keeping our YouTube up to date. So we really appreciate Mike. So when he doesn't talk much on the show, but and so we kind of joke about him being in the hopper, but this is him. So
wait,
what's going on, man?
About that,
the hopper?
Not
about Mike being in the hopper.
What?
He spent too much time in the hopper. You've confused him.
I'm out right now. Yeah,
that's right.
Drinking and playing the mock war.
There you go. Yeah.
How's the mock war going?
Good.
What are our numbers looking at?
Because there ain't nobody in there.
No, yeah. I mean,
how many people?
What's the ice count look like? We got any clear standouts?
Did you get the leaderboard?
There's two people tied for first. Yeah, 27 is the top ice. Yes, and I have 9 ices.
Some bitch.
You're the man.
Gosh, somebody stole my ice.
Who's in first? Or who's tied for first?
I don't know. Who's on second?
I don't know.
Who's on third?
Renee, third base.
What?
Renee's piggy or something.
No.
He's always...
What is in the hopper?
Who's in the hopper?
No. Mike's in the hopper.
Trent, what's on third?
No, what's in first?
No, who's on first?
Who's on first?
No, he's in the hopper.
Who's in the hopper?
Mike?
No, I thought Mike was it first.
No, I'm
in the
hopper.
He's the first one in the hopper.
Now, who's tied for first?
Renee's Evil Piggy and Shadow Killer from TTD.
Are they in our room?
Shadow Hopper TTD, is that Janine?
Shadow Hopper.
It might be, yeah.
She was on our call on that last one, and she's a super huge fan of the show. Yeah, I think she is in there.
All right, who is Rag Dark Horse?
Well, that would be Nathan Critchley. I think that's how you say his name.
Would love to be on the show.
Yes, he did one of our box scorecards for the drinking game.
That was Nathan?
One of them was Nathan, and one's been Israel that have both done those. So, Nathan?
Nate.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Okay.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast.
Oh, thank you. Congratulations on the 100th episode.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We figured we'd pull you in and thank you for putting together a couple of our scorecards.
Yes.
Hopefully you've sobered up since then.
Chester, this challenge.
Oh, he wants to. He has
challenge?
A challenge, Chester.
What's our challenge today? Oh, growling.
Oh, the growl off.
It'd be interesting to see that one.
True, it would be.
Hang on. Here's one from Australia.
Sounded like a didgeridoo.
Didgeridoo.
That sounded like it actually hurt. I'm gonna have to check her drawers after that.
What annoys you the most about Zanga when they really piss you off? You go.
That's right. They irritate the crap out of me most of the time. So where in Australia are you from?
Perth.
Okay, that's right. That's where all the Navy ships come in, isn't it?
Navy ships? No, that's Fremantle.
Okay. Is that south of Perth?
No, it's inland. Somewhere. with by the sea.
Right. Well, I would imagine if they were bringing Navy ships in, it would be somewhere near the sea.
It would help.
It does help.
I can see the benefit.
We're bringing them in by airlift this week.
Yeah. Where's Jennifer? I don't see her popping up.
You should be glad.
Jennifer, say hello.
Oh, I'm here. I'm sorry.
Oh, come on, Chester. You and Jennifer would make a lovely couple.
Oh, he's married. No, I'm not a homewrecker.
No, you're just a wreck.
No, we wouldn't get along. We would kill each other.
At least I'm being a good sport and actually healing up.
Oh, good. Yes, you're playing in the mock war. How's that
going? I've been very busy and have not been able to auto-heal yet.
I'm done.
She's too busy to auto-heal.
You're not supposed to auto-heal.
That's against the terms of service.
Yes, and it's against war rules.
That's right.
Unless we come to an agreement that we are sleeping.
Yeah, I haven't even been on Mafia Wars, so I will be when we're done taping.
Why don't you get on now?
Because I'm taping a show and I...
We're focused.
Yeah.
What?
We're trying
That's
to focus.
That's all I do. Come on,
I thought all women can now play the computer and talk at the same time.
Well, it's easy to get distracted.
Well, no. You don't know these ladies.
We get really distracted when we start, you see.
Shiny things.
Squirrel!
And I have two new puppies, so like I'm half making sure they're okay, half... Yeah, you have a new dog too. We're all going through dog problems.
So do you have any shout-outs you want to do?
Yeah, also my family.
All right, so Art, what is it?
It is the Wretched Us Goons, or RAG for short.
Got it. So who's the godfather / godmother?
Godfather is Carlos M. Nash. Unfortunately, he couldn't be here, even though I did try and drag him in.
Yep. We don't have a lot of people because we kept it small. Just a few thousand of our friends. No,
yes,
that's
small. I'm doing all right, considering I'm going to get my backside handed to me, but yeah, well.
Yeah, just roll with the punches. I've been dead every 5 seconds every time I heal, so.
What team are you on, Nathan?
I'm on the ass hats.
Oh, you're an ass hat.
There you go. Yeah, you were my first kill during this, so thank you. Brilliant.
Well, Nathan, thank you for all your support, and we really appreciate you coming on the show.
Well, we appreciate your time and listening and the support. Where's Mia?
I just got on.
Hello. Okay.
Hi.
How's it going? Are you participating in the Mock Mia?
Yes, I am.
You having fun?
I sure am. I always do. Spanking that always good.
Yeah. How many ices you got so far?
For helping.
Oh, sure. 28,
27, 5, 6, 2.
You know, I've been doing so much chatting, I'm probably not that many.
Uh-huh.
Having more fun than anything talking, everybody.
It is. I think that's the most fun about the mocks is just getting to know people. That's how we know Mia, as a matter of fact. So. Yeah. Mia was a huge help for the Battle of the Sexes and destroying the men. So thank you for that too, Mia.
Oh, of course. Well, I noticed we have some repeat offenders in here. I see
they came back for more.
Yeah.
They've been waiting for a chance to come back after you.
I guess so.
Now, were you one of the people in that mock that didn't sleep the whole entire weekend?
Yeah, 3 days, and I told them, wait till the third day and tell me what I'm like after.
I remember that now.
Yeah. Hilarious.
Yeah.
One time she thought Skype fell off of her computer.
Genius.
No, I was actually looking on the back of the screen. Don't ask me why.
For her Skype. So she was getting really delirious, but we had so much fun. We talked like the entire weekend. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was a long phone call. I remember getting brought into it at one point, and it was already going on for hours and hours on end at that point.
Yeah,
I think you broke the record for the longest Skype call.
And it would have gone longer, but we got disconnected a couple of times.
Exactly. Yep.
Do you actually listen to the show?
I do. Listen. I listen to usually a couple days later. I'd like to get a couple of reviews so everyone thinks that I go listen to myself.
Uh-huh.
then make my own assessment.
She's killing in the background. You can hear the clicking.
I know. I'm sorry. Jana's used to that. I did that the whole time. I was like, it was like,
yeah. Between her and April, it's like the battle of the clickers. Nuts.
That's funny.
Well, I got one of those new mice that you said, except I haven't learned how to program it yet, so that's next.
The kind that Chester plugged?
The something 700.
Oh, God, Chester, you really have endorsed Logitech.
Logitech?
Yep.
Do you have any shout-outs you want to give? Anybody want to give a shout-out to?
Yeah.
Oh, me first? All my family, I'm new to MIG pretty much, and you guys have been great accepting me in. And I've had a good time being able to help you guys out also. So to you guys.
Awesome. You're a great addition to MIG as well, so definitely appreciate that.
Glad to be here.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your support and definitely your help with the mocks. And I know you repost our show each week on your site, so yep. I want to thank you for that as well.
Of course.
We have a winner. We picked a winner for the prize.
Did you get a hold of them?
Have not yet. I just picked them this evening. So we'll just have them on another show if they're interested in coming on. But
there's
the
a
winner
lot going
was
on
Rosmi Hisham.
And where's he from?
Say that one.
I tried. Yoshi. Roshi. Roshi.
Yoshi.
No, it's it's R O S M I. And then H-I-S.
R-O-S-M-I?
Uh-huh.
Rosmi.
Rosmi. And then Hisham. H-I-S-H-A-M. Or His Ham, whichever way you want to pronounce it.
Rosmi His Ham.
Rosmi His Ham.
Rosmi His Ham.
So he will be the winner of the $100 worth of Muffy Wars gift cards.
How awesome. That's really cool.
So we'll get the details out of him about that. You didn't even register.
You're not eligible.
And you wouldn't be eligible anyway.
That's a shadow.
Edgeable.
Roast me.
You'd be inebgible.
I got a shout out. To my MIG, that's as usual. Even to all those who participated in the show and called in and got into that way. And everybody else who stepped out in the watering hole, well, you got some water. So we appreciate it. Jenna.
I'd like to give a shout out to all of our listeners and people that have supported us up through these 100 episodes. So that's my shout out. Thanks for all your support.
Hey, Jen?
Yeah?
Any shout outs?
I do.
We don't care what your shout outs are.
You are so mean.
My shout out is to the ape family. We had the ass family and the ape family had a 4-hour battle, and it was a lot of fun. I didn't get to participate because we were taping and it was a busy day, but it sounds like everybody was healing and it was a good time had by all. So shout out to the apes.
Awesome.
And the apes.
They're on a planet?
No. They're just the apes.
All right, just wondering.
You may have remembered them from the leaderboard on the Death by Ice event.
No.
Oh. Well, they were there.
I may not remember anything past about 20 minutes ago.
Pete, do you got a shout out tonight?
Yeah, I'm gonna give a shout out to the team at Spockholm. You know, without them, we would probably wouldn't have as much to talk about regarding leading up to the 100th episode. So, my appreciation goes out to them and to all the Spocktonians for their dedication and support to keeping the game alive. And yeah, that'll do it for tonight. So,
Spock on,
and thanks everybody for listening. It really is an honor to make it this far along with our show, and we wouldn't be here if it weren't for you. So thank you very much.
That's a wrap.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first.
I wanna cross, get 'em crashing to the brave new world. I wanna ride.